Welcome to the Valhalla Parish Sermon Podcast, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of several First Nations where the Kootenai and Columbia Rivers meet.
Glory to God, glory to God in the highest.
It started as a whisper, barely audible, leaving me disoriented and confused. Light streaming through stained glass, images of martyrs and saints filtered through dust dancing in the air. It was late summer afternoon in a downtown church, 3, maybe 4 o'clock, and I'd arrived early simply to breathe, to get away, to pray. In the midst of our hurried lives, sometimes we simply need to find sanctuary, to listen, even if we're unsure if listening will do anything. The smell of polished pews filled the air, beeswax and car exhaust from the constant stream of traffic passing by those great old doors. What started as a whisper became clearer in silence, leading me to tremble in awe, both at what I heard and what steps I might need to take next. All of which is to say that while today's story of Jesus, Peter, James, and John high on the mountaintop, away from the crowd, seems incredible, mysterious, maybe even unbelievable, cloaked in mystery to be certain and impossible to explain, I too have known that place of mystical encounter, of witnessing transfiguration, that moment when the earth stands still, when the camera's focus turns soft, when the brandy warms your body from head to toe on a cold winter's night of the soul. That place where God clearly speaks, arresting our attention, inviting us to listen to Jesus, God's beloved. It's a moment when life suddenly changes, when you know that the past has no more hold on you than it ought. And the only thing to do now is to walk forward, however unsteadily, into God's future. There's that one time that I experienced that place of transfiguration. And I hope to know it again. I have known that place of transfiguration, and perhaps you have too. And if you have, or even if you haven't, now that we can see each other's faces, or at least half of each other's faces, I look forward to hearing your stories of faith. Faith lost and found, stories of God's faithfulness to you and to this community, as we have opportunity to gather in the days ahead. I come back to this biblical scene of Jesus on the mountaintop from time to time, awed and amazed, as one who grew up in the modern church, first in a bastion of literalism, emphasizing heart over head, and now a resident alien in Anglican liberalism with its seeming overemphasis on head over heart. All the while, head and heart, body and strength, all of them ought all to be our companions on the journey into the eye of the storm of God's love. Our church, the Anglican church, that is all too often characterized by its rational approach to religious phenomena, getting a little skittish around the tradition's more irrational stories. Stories like today's story, the Transfiguration, stories of wonder and awe, stories without clear and provable scientific explanations. Have you noticed the way our modern minds want to categorize these inexplicable ecstatic experiences, to name them, explain them away, perhaps even shaming those who resonate with them, writing them off as crazy, at odds with what is normal or rational or so-called right? And yet our faith is a story as inexplicable as it is true. And that is why we come together on mornings like this one, with others who have had similar experiences, glimpses of divine grace. That is why we come together to put the pieces of the puzzle together again, to remember, literally, to put the members back together again as we seek to better understand, to dwell for a moment in the divine mystery, and to get a stronger sense of where Jesus is leading us. up on the mountaintop with Jesus in the company of the great prophets, Moses and Elijah. We disciples seek to make sense of it all as though what we experience here in this place, in these walls, in the Eucharistic mystery, means something for how we might live. Because certainly it does. As if awakened from slumber, perhaps exhausted by all that we have taken on and all that's been thrust upon us in our daily ministry in the world, the ministry each of us has by virtue of our baptism, proclaiming good news, teaching and nurturing new believers, tending to the sick and caring for those in poverty, tackling systems that oppress and preserving the earth, our island home. The ministry each of us has by virtue of our humanity, worrying about and caring for members of our community and families who are sick in body or mind, those amongst us who have given up hope, or perhaps those who feel as though God has given up on them, on us. Like the disciples, we spend our lives seeking to make sense of it all, to grow in relationship to God. And then sometimes it all clicks, comes into focus. Experiences like this mystical union with God can be signposts along a faith journey, winding, beautiful, unpredictable as it is. I love the story of the Transfiguration, not because it's an everyday experience, but because it is not. The Transfiguration is an audacious whisper from a world rarely experienced, a vision rarely glimpsed, a story available to us, but not predictably so. Like Jesus' miraculous healings and his earth-shattering resurrection, it is a whisper that beckons those with ears to hear, to actively respond with their whole selves to the liberating whisper of God. A whisper that will set the course for Jesus and the disciples as they come down, transformed by their encounters on the mountain, chins set toward Jerusalem, Calvary, and the cross. And that's the way of the gospel. It doesn't come in as a shout for all to hear. No, no. It comes as a barely discernible whisper to a few who witness it, who believe not just because of what's been revealed, but often in spite of it. That's the way of the gospel. It doesn't come with coercive power. No, absolutely not. It comes as peaceful as a baby's sigh, as unexpected as a burning bush. And we are the ones invited when we hear it to take the risk to say yes, 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 this is a word from God. The gospel comes as a barely discernible whisper. And sometimes when we hear it, we respond in ways less than helpful, trying to contain God's glory, to hold it, calcify it, to nail it down. But even when we come with hammer and nails, we find that the bonds are broken, the dwelling too small. The stone will be rolled away. The good news will not be contained. We will not succeed in containing the world-shaping, life-changing, liberating love of God. I feel for Peter, James, and John. I resonate with their impulse to capture the moment with dwellings, perhaps, or maybe a selfie proving it all went down the way I remember, or at least the way I told it. And yet God's invitation in this moment to you, to me, to all of us, is not to preserve particular moments, though it is good for us to be here. It is not to preserve particular moments, particular experiences, change us though they may. It's this, that we listen, that we carve out time, that we make ourselves available for the work of God's kingdom, the work of self-giving love, the work that sends us out to live differently, to embody compassion and justice and care in all of our relationships. And that's a word that I need to hear today. Have you ever had a moment like that? A moment so vivid and transformative that even though it's been many years, you can remember its sights, tastes, and sounds. You can remember the way it felt in your body. You can remember in ways deeper than words the moment that changed everything. Maybe it was the moment you knew that they were the one. Maybe it was the moment you came out of the closet to a close friend, or perhaps to yourself. Maybe it was the moment you threw in your lot with Jesus and his church. Maybe it was the moment you somehow knew it was time to take a next uncertain step in your life's journey, knowing it was right, yet unable to explain why or how. And here's the secret. Well, it's not much of a secret. Every moment is ripe with that invitation. The scriptures bear it out time and again. Sometimes we are more attuned to the whisper of God's persistent invitation than others. That day in the back of the downtown church, I heard in words that were audible and clear, "You should go to seminary." The voice was warm but firm. It was beyond me, yet deeply within me. I still don't know what to make of it all. And even though I thought it was crazy at the time and far from the path I'd been on, I held on to that idea. Somewhat disoriented, I kept it under wraps until one day I made the mistake of sharing it with some prayerful friends who said, "You know, you're either crazy or God might be saying something." It's probably a little bit of both. I heard the words and eventually, through the support of a loving, discerning community, started to live into the reality that had been spoken. Ever since, my life has taken on a trajectory I did not expect. Perhaps you have a story like that too. A story about whispers and nudges and extreme awe. A story about being thrust into something that scared you. Something that scared you and yet was more right than you could know. In the midst of it, the divine voice, affirming us as we listen to and follow after Jesus. Over the years, as I've turned over the Transfiguration story, I've come to see the Transfiguration is more than a divine magic show. It's the mysterious whisper from the great beyond. It is another manifestation of God's invitation, God's persistent invitation to live in a way that runs counter to the wisdom of the world. An invitation to be a peculiar people, a people who give of themselves for the good of the world around us. The Transfiguration calls us disciples, each and every one of us, you, me, all of us, to rest, to listen, and to be transformed in our encounters with God, in all the ways we might encounter God. Perhaps it's through scripture or tradition or reason. Perhaps it's in creation or in relationship with one another. In this, we are reminded that we are called to be a people sent from these transformative experiences with Jesus, bearing witness to the hope that we have found. It starts with a whisper, but it doesn't end there. It starts with a whisper, but the ripples travel farther than we can ever know. They transform our lives and through us the life of the world as God, through us, seeks to reconcile all things. So may we be a people who listen for the whisper of God, following in the way of Jesus in our lives, in the life of our community, that we might participate with God in the renewal, transformation, and reconciliation of all things. Until all are liberated, until all are free, until God's dream of justice and joy, compassion and peace are available for one and for all. Amen.